really like the film.
Dear John, I want to know more of you, and that means your poetry. If I'd suffered your losses, I'd be hospitalised. If I'd experienced the full fist of class and power, I'd be in a straitjacket. If I'd experienced the isolation and starvation, I'd have stopped speaking to any living and anything living and talked to my walls. So, I'm reading not about your incarceration, but your words as you crafted and shaped your life. Dear John, I'll write again tomorrow. Dear John, I'd like to visit you.
Dear John, if I could TARDIS you to where you want to be, or to where I could show you what you've given me, and humanity in a phrase, a moment, a rage, a feeling of such compassion, to make the world your stage, I would give you the controls. To roam the places held in your heart, to see what becomes or what set you apart. But never forget your childhood eyes, your notion of time that waits for no man, not you, nor I. The universe held in a grain of sand, the hope in your heart, the wake-up call that cocks crow, or the dormant mouse at dusk. You deserve it all, John, going home to the world and place that shine and warm the cockles of your heart.
To John Clare. Come home, John. We need you. Need your wisdom. Need your knowledge of the olden days. Come home, John. We need you. Need your memories. Need you to guide us along the old paths. Come home, John. We need you. Need your love, need you to share your love of nature. Come home, John, we need your guidance, need you to walk our path with us. Welcome home, John.
Dear John, you are closer to home than you think you know. Maybe you thought too much. Feel, John, feel as you did when you were a boy. Listen to your heart, listen to your soul. Listen to the poet you love too. Listen to Wordsworth. The boy becomes the father of the man. And I will add to that, leads him home too. You are home already, John. You always were, you know, love from your friend Mary.
John, I've swept it all away. The clank, the grind, the din, the filth and debris clogging up your rivers, the greedy iron teeth ripping up your fields. John, I've broken open the doors in Epping, in Northampton, torn up the labels around the inmates' necks, given them water, good food, good strong boots for their long walk home.
To John Clare, the birds will be here, you'll enjoy seeing and knowing them nest building is not so rare. Daisies, white clover and chamomile still grow for your eyes, your comfort, John Clare. Their stories multiplied since you were here about the almost have-beens. But let's be clear, we're working on keeping them here, John Clare. Like the skylark of your youth, the moths, the butterflies you knew.
John Clare, welcome home. The land is still here. We can stroll deep green lanes, smell the butter and eat the bread of the hoar. Feel spring warm your back and rest. Rest here in this meadow, orchids, primrose, bluebells all around. Come summer, there will be stooks of hay. Lay yourself down. Rest your bones on the earth, bask under this triumphant sky, glimpse the hare arcing by.
Dear John, thank you. Love, John.
Come home, John. The cities have spread, and the roads are broader, and the traffic is endless, and there's plastic in the water, and the angel shark has gone from the North Sea forever. But there's moss on the old stone walls, the commons, John, and the hedgerows of 15 types of green. And the lime kilns have fallen to ruin, and the kingfisher is back over Lumbuck's pond. Come home. There's a hole in everyone's life where a lover was, or a mother, and pain comes in every flavour and continues to flower. And so many lives are broken, John, but so many are saved. My daughter and I play tunes together, John, and there's harmony, and there's sun and the water, and someone kissed me today, John, and she wasn't the woman I wanted, but I walked with her, and she smiled, and for a moment, John, you could believe it was all right. Come home.
To John Clare. Here, sit. This seat, whittled by your grandfather, has felt the hands of generations. Fathers, sons, brothers. Is smooth and firm for all its age. I'll move it closer to the stove, that you can feel the woodland's welcome warmth. Rub your hands. That's it. Rub. And here's a blanket for your knees. Your mother's pattern, copied from her mother, in turn learned from her own. There's bread and cheese, soup your daughter made, wild nettle, carrot, turnip, thick and filling. And rest a while, limb and heart and soul. There will be time for lanes and blackbird nests, for kites and old man's beard, for oak and elm, for blacksmith's anvils, horses, ploughs, for gates and benches. Time for them tomorrow. Rest now. Take this seat and rest.
To John Clare. Make your way down stony roads, under trees rebirthing, past rainshine hedges to your home. Nudge open the door, drink in the perfume of late spring, the sooted hearth now devoid of flames. Sit in your old chair with its pitted walnut arms, turn a page in your mind.
A psalm for you, who wrote and felt, who brought me back to myself. A psalm for you, who wrote look, and sang grass words and roots, and said be still, who said be still and breathe, let ribs expand, hear the siren and the scream. A psalm for you, a psalm of voices in a wooded room, of freedom nesting.